Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Jake?
Sure is.
Oh, hi, Jake. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Living the dream.
Ah, I love that answer. That's great.
Nightmares are dreams, too.
I know. My brother lives in Chippewa Falls, so I know that it's been a lot of snow lately, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to get another, like, 10, 11 inches tomorrow, so I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. And him and his son want to take a trip to Chicago on Sunday, and my dad keeps telling him he's
going to it's going to be a mess. I live closer to that than he does, way closer than he does, and no way, I ain't going that way.
yeah, exactly. So hopefully he'll postpone it, but who knows? Yeah, he's pretty set on it, so he might have to learn the hard way, but we'll see.
Well, guess we'll find out.
He will find out.
Yeah.
So I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Not really. I mean, I honestly, I'd love it, but obviously, you know, the price tag matters too. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. Especially since this says that you've just become official within the last year. I understand it. So
yeah, so it's going to be tough. Like, you know, it depends. I just need to hear the damage, you know.
Okay. Well, the nice thing is because you're official under a year, you would qualify for the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphone?
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of people don't realize this, but that's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, you know?
Sure.
And then I see that you have a business Facebook page already, so that's great. Did you set that up yourself?
Kind of. I had a little help from the graphic designer that helped me design the logo and everything.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you know, the reason I ask is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's pretty cool how it works because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for, and we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you will have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see the new clients that you've received. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. And, you know, being
that... Yeah, I don't want, like, my address or anything displayed because it's not really, like, it's not something that, like, people can just come to. You know what I'm saying?
Correct. So what Google does for the service-oriented industries and even for the home-based businesses is they'll block out the physical address. So you would show up in JMS Construction in East Troy, but the actual address would be blocked out. Okay? Yeah. And, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, Jake, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah. So say I do it, mm-hmm. and then it just becomes, let's just say, like, I can't anyway. You know what I'm saying? Let's just say it hypothetically, right? Mm-hmm. Can I stop it, too?
Yes, absolutely. That's a great question. It's a month-to-month program for that exact reason, because we're a performance-based company. So we allow you to try the program, track the revenue, track the jobs that you're receiving. I mean, naturally, a program like this should easily fund itself in new clients that it brings you. But let's say for some reason down the road, you know, you want to cancel, you can absolutely do so at any time. There's never a cancellation fee. And
by contacting
you. You would just call us within three business days of your next billing. So since today is the 11th, you would always be billed on the 11th. And, of course, you could cancel at any time. Just make sure that it's within three business days of that date to prevent the next month's charge. Make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm noticing that you currently don't have a website. Is that correct?
That is correct. I have not gotten to that quite yet.
Okay.
I might be able
to help you with that, Jake, because we build Google compliant websites here also. I'm going to text you a sample site. So this is for a landscaping company. Yours would be created, obviously, for your industry. But what I'm thinking, because they typically charge $400 extra to put the sites together, but what I'm thinking is, since we're moving forward and we're filling this position today, and since you currently don't have a site, I can ask them if there's any way that they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. And the cool thing is since you already have that business Facebook up, we could pull content right off of that and put it up on your site. So if, you know, there was a logo needed or pictures or examples of services, and, of course, if you have fresh content, you'd be able to send that over to us to add it as well. So, you know, what I'll do is I'll send the request out and I'll, you know, ask for it, and I'll get either an approval or a denial. But I'm sure that if I did get the approval to get everything going for $398 out the door and include the site for free on top of it, I'm sure that that's
And the site lasts forever. Like, if you create me a website and I cancel your service, I still get the website.
No, you'd have two options. So, number one, you could cancel the program and keep the website and just pay $49 a month for the hosting and the maintenance of the site. Or you could do a one-time buyout of $99 for the domain. And that would be in the event that you want. Let's say that my technician calls you tomorrow and they find out that jmsconstructionservices.com is available, or JMS Construction LLC, or whatever it is that they end up purchasing for you. And then if you end up, you know, wanting to cancel down the road, you do have that option to keep that domain.
To buy it for $100.
Right, in case you started branding it or putting it on business cards or something like that, that way you'd always have it.
Okay. Now, are you going to bill me the $50 extra a month, too, for the website? Or when you say included, are you going to include it? And that's
right.
Going to be in that.
We include, if the website is approved, we include the hosting in with the $299 package. The only time we would charge that $49 extra is if you canceled the program and just wanted the site. But as long as you're working with us, the hosting would be included with the program.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you can do the website too with it, I'd say absolutely, let's do it.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to offer it, because especially for new businesses, that's the number one reason that, you know, you guys don't have a site yet, is you have so much time and energy going into even getting the business up and running. You don't really have time to, you know, worry about that. So this way we'll
get it. No, yeah, it's been on my mind. It just, I don't have time, nor
it's
the people, nor the, I'm an idiot. sometimes when it comes to that stuff too. So,
I hear it all the time. You're like a typical business owner I talk to. That's the number one. You know, sometimes even for the ones that say, oh, I'm going to do it myself. You know, a week turns into a month and a month turns into 6 months. Next minute, the year's gone by and and they still haven't had time to deal with it, you know. So, yeah, you know, we'll get that taken care of for you. So I just sent out the request, and then we work on a GChat system in the office. So I'll hear back probably within 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait for their response, what is your last name?
Starr, two R's, S-T-A-R-R.
Okay, and then it's for the email, if I send you a confirmation, do you want me to use the one from the Facebook, the jmsconstructionwi@gmail.com? Or is there a different?
Yeah.
Okay, that one will work.
Yeah,
okay. And then is this the phone number you would like displayed on Google?
Uh-huh, correct.
Okay, is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Internal purposes for, like, you guys?
Yeah, if our technicians needed you and for some reason you were out in the field and they couldn't reach you on the 0846 number, is there an alternate number just in case?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one would be my personal phone. The one you're talking on is actually the business phone.
Okay.
I have two different phones. So the other one that I'll give you is my personal cell phone number.
Okay.
And I do not want that one displayed anywhere. I want that to just be, you know, important
private things
only.
Absolutely. So we'll keep the cell phone personal, and we're only going to publish the 0846 number. But just for that internal reason, what is the cell phone number?
It's 262-441-3568.
Okay. And then do you have the business phone set up where it kind of forwards to your cell phone if you're out in the field or something? Or if a client calls, does it just go to your voicemail, or how does that work?
It'll ring and it'll go to voicemail, but I always have it on me. It's just the machines are kind of loud inside, so it's kind of one of those things where if I feel it buzzing in my pocket, I'll stop and, you know, grab it. But if I don't, it'll go to voicemail, and then I'll see it, you know, within a reasonable amount of time. You know what I'm saying?
Got it. Okay, that's
I'll
good. Yeah, that's
both.
A
best or, you know,
of mine.
At the end of the day when I'm doing paperwork or whatever, I'll go through all my emails and phone calls and voicemails and everything like that as well. So.
Got it. Okay, excellent. So, for the listing, do you want the LLC on there, JMS Construction Services, LLC?
I mean, what's common? Do they or do they not?
I think it's a preference. I think since you have the LLC, you should absolutely display it because it adds to your credibility. But some people, you know, they say they don't really think it's necessary. And I agree with that, too, because I think that when someone sees you on the first page, they're going to be more concerned if you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done, right, rather than if you have an Inc. or an LLC. But it is a preference. If you want it on there, I would definitely,
so
you know.
In the next, like, year or so, if I go to change to, you know, be incorporated or something like that, is that something you guys can change for me then?
Absolutely. Any revisions that you make to your listing down the road, they're free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So, in a year from now, if you're an incorporation, you can call us and we'll make that modification for you. No problem.
Okay. And how long does this discount last?
Oh, you're going to be grandfathered into the pricing where it never goes up. So on our website, this package sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. Once I finish creating this account, you're going to get an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within the platinum package, but you're only paying the new in business rate of $299 monthly. And then you're grandfathered into that rate, like I mentioned, where it will never go up in the future. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Understood.
And then let me just make sure here. So the address that you are using for the business but you would like hidden, is that the 1713 Carriage Drive?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Just FYI, they have that published on Angie, so if you want it hidden, you might want to let them know to kind of get it off there, because that's where I found it.
Of course they do. Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, just kind of FYI.
That's like my, that's my house. Like, that's not.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Of course they do.
Yeah,
that's great. Now
you
I gotta
guys
call
should
them.
Know better than that. Yeah, but it, what we're going to do, just to let you know, is we'll have Google send a 5-digit PIN code to that address. And it's a very important part of the process. So if anybody else checks the mail at that location, just let them know that it's coming, okay?
I'm sorry. What
so
did you
Google,
say? I'm sorry. I'm like,
I know. Now you're distracted because you saw that your address is on Angie's. But
what I was saying is
your address is going to be hidden on Google, okay? It's not going to be published anywhere.
Okay.
But what Google will do is they will protect you as a local business in the area from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So Google will send a 5-digit PIN code to that 1713 Carriage Drive address. Once you get it, just get it back to us and we'll submit it to Google. And now they'll trust you and they'll say, okay, this is a valid business in the area and we can publish them. So that's
so
what I would
say. They're going to mail me a 5-digit PIN?
Exactly. It comes in the snail mail, the regular hard mail. And the reason being is just so that they can solidify that you're actually in the area. So it comes in a postcard size envelope from Google, and because it's so colorful, sometimes it gets mistaken as junk mail. So just be careful because it's
yeah.
a very important part of the process, okay?
Okay, and then I have to just mail this PIN code back or something?
No, you would just call me or reply to one of my text messages and say, hey, Tina, here's the PIN code. And then once I get it, I'll submit it over to that verification department so that they can get the list.
Okay, so after doing this, it's not going to pop up right away.
It's not going to win?
It is. You said, so because of that PIN code thing, it's not my name's not going to pop up right away, right? It's going to take time.
Yeah, you know, first page placement does take 30 to 45 days. However, some of that is dependent on you. So the two things that you can do to expedite this is, number one, I'm going to create an appointment for tomorrow for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website. By the way, I got a reply and they gave me a promo code to include the site. So I was happy that they authorized that. Okay.
Cool.
But they'll go over all of that with you tomorrow. That's the part that gets the whole ball rolling. So don't miss that appointment. Sometimes people reschedule it and then they miss it again. It has to be rescheduled.
Yeah.
Naturally,
it's
going to
be
like,
tough.
Okay. Well, what I would suggest, Jake, is
I'm going to be busy.
I would suggest I'll try to do it as early in the morning or as late in the afternoon or during lunch. I'll try to work it around your schedule, but try to get on with them and at least start that process, because if you run out of time and you're like, look, it's snowing and I have to get back, they'll at least finish the client interview and they'll email you the keywords that they're selecting, because that way they can, like
okay.
I say, at least get the ball rolling. The second,
yeah, if you could do it, like, if they could make it, like, later in the afternoon, that'd be great.
Okay, I'll look at the calendar in just a second, but I'll give you the latest that's available for sure. And
yeah.
then as far as securing the position for you, we can do that using a debit or a credit card. So what works best?
Yeah. Yep. Debit.
Okay, and it's your name on the card or the company name or both?
My name.
And it's just Jake Starr, or is there a middle name or initial?
It's Jacob, it's J-A-C-O-B. There's a middle initial of M, as in Mary. And
okay.
Then
I figured because of the business name, huh? J-M-S, that's cool.
Yep.
And I'm sorry name. If I've been calling you Jake this whole time. That's what she typed. I didn't
know. No, that's what I usually have people call me.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm like, oh, I hate
no,
to not be official.
Nope.
Okay.
No, nope, that's cool. That's just what I go by, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And is the carriage drive also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, that's the billing address as well.
That's the same. Okay. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5459.
Okay.
5846.
Mm-hmm.
5992.
Got it.
2742.
Okay. Expiration?
January of 2028.
And then the code?
085.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Jake, is I'm going to go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for the client interview for tomorrow. And some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JMS Construction Services, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Jacob Starr, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that again. Sorry.
All that means, and I'll repeat it, but all it means is if you do anything else for your business online down the road, which you shouldn't have to because this is a complete package, but if you did, just let us know about it so we can make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing, okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay, yeah, so it says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And, of course, that's just to prevent the, you know, conflict. And then the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 11th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And I did open up the calendar for the client interview, and I have an appointment available tomorrow at 5 o'clock. That's the latest one. Would that work?
5 o'clock Central Time?
Uh-huh, 5 o'clock Central. Or we could also do 4, whatever's easier.
5 o'clock should work. Yeah, just 5 o'clock, and I'll just have to make it work.
Okay. So keep in mind, I'm going to block out an entire hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Central. It's only going to take maybe 20, 30 minutes max, but the reason I want to block out the whole hour, and this might even benefit you, is just in case our technician is out, you know, running a little bit late on their prior appointment and they call you at 5:15, don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Oh, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then lastly, because I got you that special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want to make sure that you get grandfathered into that rate. So did you get that text from me right now that says, well, actually, I think it would go on that alternate number because I put that one in for the a cell phone field. Yep. So the one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash, there should be a link there that says click here to accept your subscription terms. if you click on that, it will open up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom, and I think there's two little boxes that you have to check, one that you're authorized and one that you receive, you know, text messages. And then you just plug your name in and hit confirm signature. And please put it exactly as it is showing there with the, you know, Jacob M star, because it has to match. Once it goes through, it will ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided at the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in, okay?
Got it.
Okay. All right. And then lastly, the toll-free number for customer service also is on that text. We're available for you Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. So if you ever needed an update or had a billing question or wanted to change something, you just call in and hit option one, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. If you want to talk to me directly, I'm at that same number. My name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. Okay, so if you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Oh, understood.
Yeah, okay, so you're all good to go. Welcome aboard, Jake. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. I know that you're absolutely going to love the program and have a very profitable year, too. I know that you're going to love this.
Alrighty.
Yep. And I wanted to ask you, what nationality is Star? I haven't actually heard that name before being a real name. I knew when I grew up there was a cartoon called Brenda Star, and I always thought it was kind of like a fictitious name. So that's kind of cool that you have it as your actual real name. Do you know what nationality? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't?
I honestly don't know. I mean, it's like I don't know, my dad's whole family, I don't know how far, I don't know where they came from, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I really don't.
So your dad and your grandparents and everyone, as far as you know, they're all like born and raised over here. They're not from Europe or like another part of the world.
Yeah, all the people, like my grandparents and my dad, and I mean, they were all born and raised in Michigan. They're actually in Detroit, so. I don't know. Obviously, they came from somewhere, but I'm not quite sure where. I don't know that far back.
Yeah, that's neat. One of these days, you should look into it. I know that they say, because my mom is from Copenhagen, Denmark, and believe it or not, her relatives, they want to come over here and go to Salt Lake City to do the genealogy. And we thought, why would you want to go to Salt Lake City? And I guess like all the history of names and genealogy and everything, it's like stored in Salt Lake City for some reason. So I'm like, who knew? I know. Isn't that crazy? So you must be a Packers fan, being that you're out in Wisconsin, huh?
I mean, I guess I don't really pay attention to the sports a whole lot, but I guess you could call me that. You call me a cheesehead,
yeah.
I guess.
A cheesehead.
Yeah.
We're in California, and my brother, like I said, moved out there. So I was last time. Gosh, I don't know, a few months ago, it was in the summertime, the Packers were playing, and it was on a Sunday, and I was down at Huntington Beach walking on the beach, and I saw a cheesehead walking by. He had the jersey on and the cheesehead and the whole nine yards, so I had to stop him and take a picture.
Triangle cheese place on
your
head,
So I took his picture, and I sent it to my brother. It was the funniest thing.
That's the thing out here.
Yep, even in Huntington Beach, California, I found a cheesehead, you know? my neighbor, he's an Asian guy, and he owns a law firm. He's a pretty established man, but he's a huge Packers fan, too. He has the Green Bay flag in front of his house, and I know he's a huge Packers fan, but I never asked him, like where it came from. Like, where did his love for the Packers come from, you know? So
Yeah.
So that's neat. Well, you try to take care of yourself this week. I know, like you said, there's some crazy weather coming in, and, you know, you definitely know how to handle it. And, you know, when the technician calls you tomorrow, if for some reason you're still out on those slick roads or something, just, you know, see if they can work with you and give you 10 more minutes or 15 more minutes, you know, if you needed to kind of get to a safe place. You know, and I'm sure that as long as it's within that hour time frame, I'm sure they'll work with you a little bit, okay?
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Have a really great evening coming up, too.
Yep, you too.
Thank you so much, Jake. Okay, all right. Bye-bye.